It's not clear how the U.S. Senate will handle the sexual assault allegation against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. But Republican and Democratic strategists are trying to gauge how the controversy could affect the midterm elections, including many in the Philadelphia region, as WHYY's Dave Davies reports.
It was before noon on Monday that Pennsylvania Republican U.S. Senate candidate Lou Barletta, a congressman and ardent supporter of President Trump, issued a statement saying the allegations must be taken seriously and that Kavanaugh and his accuser should appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee. It's an opinion many Republicans voiced, perhaps in part because of their memories of a controversy 27 years ago.
After a brief discussion of work, he would turn the conversation to a discussion of sexual matters. He spoke about acts that he had seen in pornographic films.
Anita Hill's accusation of sexual harassment against Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas and her treatment by the all-male Senate Judiciary Committee generated a wave of anger and activism that turned the following election season in 1992 into what became known as the Year of the Woman.
I was horrified at the way she was being challenged and questioned and accused of lying.
Lynn Yackel, who was running a local nonprofit called Women's Way at the time, decided she would challenge Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter, who led the Republicans' grilling of Anita Hill.
My first campaign ad in the primary started with a scene from the Judiciary Committee hearings with Senator Specter questioning Anita Hill.
Did you conclude that Judge Thomas was guilty of sexual harassment?
Did this make you as angry as it made me? I'm Lynn Yackel, and it's time.
Neil Oxman was the media consultant for Yackel's campaign. At the time, he says Yackel was trailing badly in the Democratic primary.
Completely unknown. No one knew her outside of a few friends. That ad made her go from 3% of the vote to 45% of the vote in a three-way race in 17 days. I mean, she won the primary overwhelmingly walking away.
The ad clearly tapped a deep well of anger. Yackel fell just 2 points short of unseating Specter, but four Democratic women were elected to the Senate that year. That's a scenario that could give Republicans nightmares this year, when they're already concerned about a rise in Democratic enthusiasm and the impact of an unpredictable president on the votes of independents and moderates. Veteran Republican consultant John Brabender, who's handling media for Barletta's Senate campaign, says candidates have to be aware not just of the legacy of Anita Hill, but of the power of the Me Too movement.
Campaigns particularly have to be extremely sensitive and extremely careful because on one hand, you certainly do not want to be put into a position that looks like you're dismissing any charges that are being brought.
On the other hand, Brabender says, Republicans can't let Democrats exploit the issue for their political benefit. Barletta's running against Democratic incumbent Bob Casey, who has opposed Kavanaugh's nomination from the start. Democratic strategists are cautious about predicting the impact of the Kavanaugh accusation, since the course of events is yet to unfold. But Madeleine Dean, one of four Democratic women on the ballot for Congress in southeastern Pennsylvania, thinks the episode will be on the minds of voters.
I believe it will, and a lot will depend upon what kind of a full and fair hearing Dr. Ford gets. If this is not done fairly, people are going to be motivated in all different kinds of ways.
It's been a volatile election season where it seems one big story gets replaced by another every few days. Whether the Kavanaugh accusation has lasting impact will depend a lot on whether he and Christine Blasey Ford appear in a televised hearing. It's not yet clear if that will happen. Dave Davies, WHYY News.